Check us out.
I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by MPAC, presenting the U.S. premiere of Permanent Trespass, Beirut of the Balkans and the American Century, a performance by filmmaker Bassem Saed and writer Sanja Grozdanik. Friday, October 25th at 7 p.m. on the campus of RPI in Troy, New York. Information can be found at mpac.rpi.edu.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Michael Gassman of Arlington, Virginia. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I'm joined with a guest.
Oh, hi, I'm DJ Red.
And today, it is just us, and we have a pretty simple show. Wait, do you guys hear that? What? No such thing.
I thought Shaw could do a show.
It seems that Shaw, he has hacked his way into the broadcast.
Hello, is that really you? Yes, it is. I came back from my hiatus. Hi, how's everyone doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Now that you're
here. Rusty. I'm a little slow to the update. I haven't been here in a minute.
So I guess that means you're the...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that does mean I am the host, But at the end of the day, I'm just a chill guy. Who came back to say hi.
And came back right in time for New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
So today, we have a New Year's show. And, we can start pretty simple by... You guys know tier lists, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's like a grade system. A, B, C, D, an F, right?
Okay.
But then on top of that, there's S, and S is the highest. If it's ranked S, that means it's super, and it just takes the cake. It's one of the best. No hands down. You guys get what I'm saying. So we got a bunch of different New Year's traditions. Some of these I've heard of before, and some of these I haven't. So it's going to be a little bit of an educational moment, too. So the first one is... eat 12 grapes. Have you guys heard of this one?
I have heard of that recently.
I actually have not. It says eat one grape at the stroke of midnight to represent each new month of the year.
Huh. Every chime of it. And some people say that if you eat grapes under a table, it also gives you the luck.
Under a table? Under a table?
I've seen it all over TikTok. A bunch of people are eating grapes under the table and their wishes are just coming true.
See... I've never heard of it, and it doesn't make much sense, but grapes are pretty cool, so I'm inclined to at least give it B tier.
Where's the logic?
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's red or green either way, just any grape. Even a raisin, I think they said that it would work.
Raisin is wild.
Raisins is crazy. I'm just going to eat an oatmeal raisin cookie with 12 raisins.
Right. What if it's 13? What if it's more than 12?
You get extra luck for the next month.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rate that B tier. Grapes are pretty cool,
I'll say C-tier.
C-tier, that's fair. I think if it was anything else besides just eating, I'd rate it C-tier. But I like eating. I like grapes.
I would try it, but I don't have grapes at home. There's no logic.
That's fair.
So grab a small pack of raisins, just eat 12 of them at New Year's.
This one is a classic. Fireworks. Yeah. I think that's an easy S tier.
Oh, S tier?
I think I'm going to put that S tier. Or, you know what? I'm going to put that A tier just because you get some pets, some cats and dogs that are a little bit afraid of that.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
say A tier.
We love the dogs and cats of Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. So I'm going to have to put that A tier too. I was going to rate it S tier though. Good call. What about you, DJ Red?
I'm going to rate it an A.
A, yeah.
All right, so all around on the board, A tier. All right. Let's see. What else do we have for us? Some of these are from different locations around the world, too. And when they pop up, I'm going to tell you where it's from. Smash pomegranates. This is a Turkish tradition where local smash pomegranates... Ooh, I was going to put an easy B tier because you're smashing stuff, but they do it on their doorways. I feel like that's going to be mad hard to clean up, no?
D tier.
Also, if it's in the wintertime, it's probably just going to freeze on the doorstep, though.
If they would have just said that it was smashing it in general, I'd be solid A tier.
Yeah, I got to put that. See, right by your doorway, cleaning that up must be annoying.
Why does
it
have to be by your doorway?
Also, I don't know.
Apparently, the number of seeds that fly out believed to indicate how good your fortune will be.
So how am I supposed to know how many seeds fly out?
Yeah, for real. If you throw a pomegranate, there's going to be 80 at least.
It's going to scatter.
I don't know. I think no hate to all the Turkish fans if you're listening.
Or if you do this.
As somebody who hasn't done this, I'm going to have to put this D tier. Because I feel like the mess to clean it up after is a little bit annoying. Now, if you were outside, that's an easy C tier.
Now,
maybe
you gotta go to work the next morning.
But what if just like animals come by and just like eat the seeds?
Right?
That's another good
that's
point.
Like you're just feeding the animals, though.
Aren't certain animals not supposed to have the seeds? So what if that just be hurting animals?
I don't know if they're allowed
sure
to
be honest with you.
Yo, you should look up if a fox can have seeds.
Wait, I'm gonna look it up. Can fox eat pomegranate seeds?
See, you learn something new every day. And here at Cat's
Grill, you're hurting animals. You're hurting animals.
See, yeah. New Year's tradition.
That's a D tier.
Actually, yes, foxes can eat pomegranate seeds.
What? We got no.
Right here.
They're giving what?
What?
They're straight up contradicting themselves.
Your computer, it says no. On my phone, it says yes.
Well, if you do have a fox, don't feed them pomegranates. Instead, feed them raw, unprocessed food. So, if you're getting a fox for your New Year's tradition,
don't give it
then seeds. We're helping you. We're hooking you up here with some tips.
Don't give it uncooked.
Another classic one. New Year's resolutions.
S tier.
You're putting that S? I think I'm going to put that
maybe
at A.
B. Ooh, I may put it at B. I say B because not everybody always...
I know not, a lot of people don't really have any New Year's resolutions.
Like, they'll say it, never do it, never mention it again.
I think that's the only reason it's not S tier. Because I've met some people who don't even bother at this point just because of that.
They're like, yeah, it's just another day.
Now, one I would personally put at S tier is a midnight kiss. Staying up.
That's
just chilling under the mistletoe. And it's to celebrate a new year. I think that's going S tier. So far, I think that's the only S tier that I've put.
I also put it as S tier.
The only reason I didn't put fireworks in S tier is because it hurts some animals' ears.
That, and if like you're sensitive to noise, it kind of sucks. Like
10 out of 10 S tier.
So, with a little bit more, then we're going to go into a little song break. Open the windows. I've never heard this one, but I think it's kind of cool.
No.
A tradition that involves leaving the windows open to let the old year out and the new year
in.
Me personally, I don't want to find a raccoon in my house the next F-tier. Morning.
Yeah, plus if there's like a home burglar or somebody breaking into your house.
Look, if I'm here for, I think that would bring spirits in. I think that would be bad because it's cold. It's December. That's when New Year's is. So,
freezing.
No. And then on top of that, that's not even including if it's snowing or if, like, it was a good night that night. Like there are so many factors. Like, no.
There's so many things F-tier. That could go wrong with that.
I gotta give it a little bit higher than F. I'm going to put it on C tier. The only reason is because I feel like at New Year's parties, there's a lot of people and it could get a little crowded. And if you already have the fireplace on, it's getting a little toasty in there.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. Forget F tier. It's a G tier.
Not the G.
Russ putting that at Z tier.
No, like...
Z minus.
Especially, like, what if you live in the woods? Do you do that?
I'm gonna give it a D, but just the fact that when you leave your window open, you know how many animals might just go through the window?
Right.
So this one is very interesting. This is an Italian tradition, red underwear.
Oh, I've heard about that one.
It's a popular tradition in the United States.
That's different.
Tradition. It's to find love and passion in the year.
What if you do all of them?
Right?
Apparently, it gives you extra luck if you do it with the grapes. I just read that online, though.
Red underwear.
Imagine?
I feel like I'm putting that...
I'm not gonna lie. I may put it at C tier just because it's funny.
It is a little funny. I'll put that.
Yeah, I'll put it at C just because it's
C-tier.
Funny.
Yeah, I'll put it at C tier just because I feel like a lot of people... already wouldn't have to go out of their way. It's just something to do, you know, just like around that time. So we're gonna do one more. That
imagine you just see someone walking around with red underwear on their head. just walking around
instead of putting on a mask.
either they're crazy or they're like Superman.
You'll
like,
start like, calling Captain Underpants.
I'm gonna start calling you Clark Kent. Like, stop. I'm like, bro, go make my newspapers. Like,
So this is a Colombian tradition. This is the last one we're going to do for now. Is carrying an empty suitcase around the block to manifest more travel in the new year.
I mean, personally, I wouldn't travel anywhere right now.
I think it's a cool concept. But just imagine that having to carry it everywhere around.
I would think that person would be weird. Because imagine you're just chilling on your porch, right? And you see someone just walk. Be like, hey, neighbor, where are you going? Be like, nowhere. Just walking around with an empty
suitcase. Just want to travel.
Like, yeah.
Like, just want to travel next year.
I'm thinking you're nuts. Like, I'm thinking you're crazy.
If I saw someone walking around with a suitcase and I asked them where they're going, they said nowhere, I might look at them a little weird.
So imagine you top that off with them walking around with red underwear. Like, come on,
they got the red underwear. They got the grapes in their hand with their suitcase in the other.
Honestly, think you're a weirdo.
It's a cool thing, but it's just kind of an inconvenience. Like, you can't even put stuff in it because it specifies being empty.
It has to be empty.
And I'm already carrying 80 different things on me on any given day. And on New Year's, I'm going to be going to parties, so I'm going to have more stuff with me.
Also, if you were just in the red underwear, you'd be freezing.
I'm going to put that on F tier.
I'm not going to lie.
Respectfully.
Could we replace the, instead of, since it's, I'm assuming this is an old tradition. I would make it a book bag.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to tell me, yo, it's new, it's different, it's New Year's, we're gonna, it's about to be 2025, let's step it up. You can walk around with an empty book bag and not look crazy.
I feel like that vibe is almost nostalgic too, because it reminds you of when you were in school with your friends,
right?
And if you're hanging out with the New Year's party where all your friends went to.
I think I can
boost that up to B tier.
I could do that, George. So I would A tier, maybe A plus on a good day.
Honestly, or you can just do it first. You see a bunch of people walking around with the purse on. That'd be.
But imagine it being empty weird. Though. But imagine it being empty.
What if you carry two, one empty and one not?
That sounds like such a walking contradiction.
An expert way to prepare for the new year. What? Oh, wait. We got one more, actually. Okay. I lied. Because this one is another easy S tier for me, and it's watching the ball drop.
I actually have never seen the ball drop before.
If you're in New York, S tier. If you're watching it on TV with your family, B tier.
That's fair. I feel like in my brain...
Now, if I was to be like, oh, you want to go to New York and watch the ball drop? A plus. No, S tier. So, I've always watched it on TV. I've never been in New York watching the ball drop. I want to. Some people say it's overrated, but I would like to.
And those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to 90.7
FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
Today, I'm your host. Or no, I'm not. I lied.
Whoa.
Your sound engineer.
I'm your host, DJ Sean Money.
Doing a little switcheroo for the New Year's. Maybe that's our tradition. Trying new things.
DJ Sean Money comes back for the New Year. I'm like Corey Kenshin, baby. just instead of a year, I'm like that one dad who comes back when you get famous.
For New Year's resolution... I think...
I came back just for the instrumentals.
Just for the instrumentals. Just for the vibe. And, if you do New Year's resolutions, where do we put that? A tier, I think? I think I put that B tier.
Yeah,
I
give it a B tier.
B tier.
So we're going to actually, in a little bit after a song break, we're going to go into some ways to keep your resolution. Because we were actually already talking about how sometimes it gets a bit messy trying to keep it. Maybe you're too vague, you're not specific enough. Me and DJ Shamani just realized we got
we're
the same
on
vibe for real. I guess it's just that synergy.
Yeah, it's just that friend energy. when you don't see a friend for so long, but you guys can talk like
you're still on the same wavelength.
Yeah, like you guys it doesn't matter how long you guys haven't been near each other. It's just like that one vibe where you're like, oh wow, you moved, you're so far away, and then you come back, you're like, oh wow, it's so normal. Yeah, that's really the lead week we're on.
And honestly, I think a really important part of the New Year's is to love whatever you have. Be comfortable with what you got. Because in life, it's not guaranteed. You know, you're looking at the billionaires and the millionaires who have mansions. But then at the same time,
that
you can look at the people who are less fortunate and don't have the same stuff as yours. So we're going to go into a little bit of a song break. And we're starting with a song by J. Cole called Love Yours, talking about what we were just talking about. We will be right back.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing. Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake mad snakes in the grass, letting know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle. Beauty goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle. Beauty. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke is better. A life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Think being broke is better. A life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing. For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good. And touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my out there living in debt. Cashing minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this sincerely. And as a who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but feel me. Long as the people in that love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a it's better out there on the tours, but you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing, no such thing. Heart beating fast, let a know that he alive. Fake mad snakes in the grass, let a know that he arrived.
What a wonderful world. think to myself, what a wonderful
wrapped in the concept, falsely accused was used and misled. I'm hoping you
rest in peace. Now the fact that I'm alone is confident and I can't seem to shake this
feeling in my cold shoulder, heartbroken, misspoken. I'm cut open the fingers and all my stab wounds. And if she could, she'd probably dance on my grave inside my head. I see your face, I feel your hate.
That I love you still. Carry on, life flights, so just carry on. With this pain inside of my chest, got no choice but to carry on. Carry on, life flights, so just carry on. With this pain inside of my chest, got no choice but to carry on. Carry on, life flights, so just carry on. With this pain inside of my chest, got no choice but to carry on.
To the sound of silence, the cars were cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground, carry on. Carry on, carry on. Some friends at the edge of the night at a bar of 75.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to
Clubhouse Radio.
Broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM
WGXE, Acre Catskill, and
Hudson.
Today, I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola.
And I'm your host, DJ Sean Money.
And we are joined by... Oh, my bad.
DJ Red.
You got the flow already. I don't even need to step in. See, everybody here at Clubhouse is super professional, even the kids that come here. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's essentially a community center. It's different because the Clubhouses are a branch of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So not only do we have everything a community center would have, like a place to chill, we also have things a community center might not have, like a laundry machine and trained mental health professionals to talk to if you're having a bad day.
And free food.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, can't go wrong with free food. That is probably one of the best things to mention to get people to come here, because that works. Come on, who doesn't like chicken nuggets? Who doesn't like burritos?
Tater tots.
Chips and dip.
Mm-hmm. Chips and dip. And if you don't like any of those, we have something for you, I promise.
It's called
Womp Womp. Please don't hate us. No, I but
he's like, don't hate us. I'm like, Womp Womp.
We're doing a New Year's show with New Year's traditions. Do you guys have any New Year's traditions?
Not really, no.
To be more in a positive mindset.
Be more in a positive mindset.
And to get through school.
I like that. And to get through school. That's a good one, too. So, New Year's traditions, they've been around for a long time. But as we were talking about a little bit earlier, sometimes it can be hard to stick to it. And that's completely okay. But sometimes you want to do a little bit better, and that's completely okay too. So we're going to talk about tips for keeping your New Year's resolutions. And we're actually also going to rate them on a tier list on how effective we think they're going
to
be.
Can we do this one 1 to 10?
Yes, please.
All right. 1 to 10. We're just going to pick the first 10 then.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be like...
Oh, yeah, I got you. So first one is plan ahead. That one
that's,
is so vague.
Yeah.
By setting your... Okay, it has a little bit more. Try attaching resolutions to any established habits you already have. So let's say, I think I can interpret this.
For example, doing one push-up as soon as it turns January. Bro, come on, do those push-ups, man.
Exactly.
If you're hearing this, drop down and give me 20.
And let's say you already have a tradition that you've been following for years now where you watch your favorite show once a night, one episode of your favorite show. It's incorporating it with routines you already have. So if your goal is to do push-ups, you can do one push-up every episode and then keep on bumping that up. So with that being said, I'd rate it like a 7, maybe a 6, because it's still being vague. It just says plan ahead.
Does a push-up every scene?
Oh, God. Does a push-up every frame? If you do a push-up for every frame of a show, you're going to be built like Sam Sulek by the end of the year.
You may hate yourself, though. I'm not going to hate you.
At that point, you're going to be needed taking creatine.
Like,
and me personally, if I get into a show, I don't care how long it's going to take. I will not stop watching it until I finish.
So, that's a pretty good one.
I'm watching like 2 shows at the same time. and I should have knew what I was going into, because like, I remember the show when it first came out. But at the time, it was like mad seasons in. So I was like, I want to watch from the beginning, which is Supernatural. Like, I started watching Supernatural, and I'm like, it's like 15 seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's
I love Supernatural.
I do too. I know nothing about the... I know spoilers, but like, I've been trying to watch for the beginning. I'm on season 1.
Okay, at first it's boring, but once you get to like season 4, it's like amazing. You'll get like really addicted to it.
Yeah, at that point you already know the characters, and I think the characters are like super likable.
I heard by like season 10, it really went down.
10 out of 10, my favorite character is Dean.
That's valid.
Yeah.
So, another good resolution.
I like early Sam. Mm-hmm.
I could never really pick between the two of them. I like the bond they have. I like how they bounce off of each other.
I don't want to spoil it, but my favorite, second favorite character is Rowena, the mother.
Ah, okay.
The mother of Crowley.
Yeah, she's a good character.
I'm not gonna spoil anything.
No, you're fine.
I've seen all 15 seasons.
I haven't watched the last 5.
You know, just like how the brother's in this show, keep each other accountable.
All I'm going to say is it goes up and downhill.
It goes up and down?
Okay. It goes up and down. You're going to be crying 1 second, laughing the next, and then crying again.
Laughing 1 second and crying the next. Sounds like a normal Tuesday for me.
Sounds like a normal Dragon Ball Dimethyst.
Yeah, right?
I bawled my eyes out the second to last season of the 15th.
Diamond?
Yeah. No. What's the other show you're watching?
Lucifer.
Valid. Okay. So, just like how the two brothers in Supernatural keep each other accountable, another New Year's resolution tip here is to enlist an accountability partner. I'm going to have to rate this one an 8. So, like, both of you hold each other to your New Year's resolution. If your friend's New Year's resolution was to get a second job, you're going to make them put in those resumes. And if your resolution was to do push-ups, they're going to be your coach. This is how we're doing.
Drop and give me 20, maggot.
Nah, drop and give me 50.
Drop and give me your wallet.
Drop
everything you got.
Drop a 50 mob.
Hey, look. If you don't do these push-ups, you're going to be listening to KSI. And I'm not talking about the new song. I'm talking about, what was it called again?
Thick of It.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Nah, it was a good song.
Who?
I think it was a good
somebody
song.
Somebody saved it. That one remix saved it completely. Look at DJ.
What's his name?
DJ name.
Ooh. DJ DT.
Sure.
That. Oh,
right there.
Okay.
So DJ DT actually told us to play this, and he actually won after all. I was going to refuse to. But I really think that.
I think it might be DT. No, it's just DT.
Yeah, DJ DT.
KSI actually released another song. It's a very good song, in my opinion. Not this one.
Yeah.
So, this one's okay.
There's one remix. Was it Enelie Choppa?
Yes.
Thank you.
When I hear into the thick of it, I think of Backyard
Kids. I haven't even heard that one.
It's a good song. It's really, 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 really good.
So,
it's on my playlist.
Just the beginning of this gets saved so hard. I can't believe he won. NLE Chopper really just pushed. My camera from nothing, they breaking me down, but I'm building me up. I'm sorry, he completely carries this ball. Switching it, dreams, I'm living it. What about you? Tell up your dick and they used to be menacing, reminiscing. I'm killing them, boo. Rain come, double our umbrella.
Nah.
Should we take a song break or react live?
React live.
All right. Is it clean?
Can you look up clean?
Yes,
I'm not sure 100%.
What's sick?
It's called Dirty.
That's an interesting name, KSI.
A lot of people think that it's Billie Eilish.
What?
Because he didn't tell us who it is. Like, he doesn't say who it is.
Oh, so there's somebody else on the song.
Yes.
Okay.
And it sounds like Billie Eilish. Just like, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. It's beautiful. Like, you can't tell me you wouldn't think this is Billie Eilish.
I could hear that. Ooh!
You can't tell me I don't sound like Billie Eilish.
That sounds like you. Beat it till it's bad.
Make it happy, sad. Bring it back to black. That does kind of sound like Billie Eilish. The clean version straight up says it's Billie Eilish. It's the last
thing on my mind. And then he comes in and goes so
like I was like
KI, KSI,
really,
don't mess this up.
He really redeemed himself.
Like full time, I'm like, KSI, please don't mess this up.
This just sounds like it would be the song of the summer.
Is this our song of the summer?
Song of the winter. The winter arc song? Winter arc, the song that I'm blasting my headphones as I'm trying to reach out.
Like, my first heard this, I was like, please don't mess this up. Especially if it's my Billie Eilish.
Yeah, the first part so far is so clean. So far, it's just been Billie.
He did, it was smart.
It won't disappear. Made some bad
decisions, now I wanna hide away. Why does it give, like,
the ending of a show vibe, right? Where they leave it on a plot twist.
They need to give this to Corey Kenshin new manga.
Like, this is something they drop when they reveal a huge bombshell at the very end of a season.
Yo, wait, you, what you should do? Wait, you remember when we used to pair clips? Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, pause this. And now you gotta look up Corey Kenshin. It's long time no see.
I think.
Yeah, okay. Now, go to the song. Go back. And then one animation a little bit. Like from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
From the beginning. Like all the way from the beginning. Let's watch this.
Alright. We're gonna give a little bit of a spoken commentary on what's happening too for those of you listening in your car or at home. Yo, why? The cutting is perfect.
Oh, you want? Cut.
There's just a bunch of chaos happening right now. We got anime characters fighting monsters and demons, and it works perfectly.
Definitely redeems me. And this is my playlist.
He actually cooked with this one for real. He redeemed himself. So, since we're doing a little bit of reaction content, I think this is the perfect time to bridge it into us reacting to some new, different.
Alright, cool.
Honor the song, because this is fire, though.
Is it a W recommended?
This is W.
Would recommend.
What's it called? One of the top comments on the clean version. KSI made this? That's how you know he cooked.
I could see this going with a Goku edit, too.
How are you going to drop one of the worst songs of the year and then one of the best ones back to back?
I personally think he knew what he was doing.
He was making a big meme out of it.
I think he knew what he was doing.
And only Choppa really carried.
I think he did it on purpose.
But with that being said, let's hop into some other New Year's traditions.
Ooh, which one? Are we doing the Chinese tradition?
Yeah, let's do the Chinese New Year.
Every winter, a sixth of the world's reaction. Population, including more than 1 billion Chinese citizens.
1 billion people. What's that?
Are we reacting to this live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Celebrate Chinese New Year.
That's probably more than people who celebrate the New Year's in the United States, because we don't got a billion.
The 15-day festival, also known as Lunar New Year or the Spring Festival.
Give me 15 days off, please. Let's do the Chinese New Year instead of ours.
Kicks off on the second new moon after the winter solstice. Or, according to the Gregorian calendar, in use since the 16th century.
So that would be like winter solstice just happened. That would be like in a week, I think.
Sometime between January 21st and February 19th.
I was a little bit wrong about a month.
But Chinese New Year goes back a lot further than the 16th century. It's based on the ancient Chinese calendar, which existed as early as the 14th century BC.
This is the History Channel. For
even though China adopted the Western calendar in 1912 and began marking January 1st as the official start of the year, Chinese New Year remains the country's most important social and economic holiday. Over the centuries, holiday festivities have spread far beyond China and now take place all over the world. In fact, the biggest celebration outside of China takes place in the United States. San Francisco, to be exact.
Yeah, that makes sense.
San Francisco is an interesting place for it to happen. Because my personal guess would have been New York's, actually. Because there's Chinatown in New York.
No, but you gotta remember, the ball drops in New York, so it wouldn't be New York.
You're right.
Because they have their own
but they're different times.
No? Wait, is it?
Yeah, because this happens a month later.
Well, huge shout out to San Francisco.
It's like January,
because that's pretty
21st,
awesome.
Like February.
I bet where they're running up though.
San Francisco, to be exact.
I wonder where in San Francisco specifically.
Right.
In the 1840s and 50s, brought an influx of Chinese immigrant workers to Northern California.
Oh.
The city has held a massive parade for Chinese New Year. According to Chinese tradition, each year is named for one of the 12 animals associated with the
Chinese zodiac. No.
Two of those animals, the dragon and the rabbit, are particularly important to Chinese New Year. You'll see dragons everywhere because
so,
the Chinese are said to have descended from the mythical creature. And on the
15th
day of the New Year, known as the Festival of Lanterns,
many people
display paper lanterns in the shape of rabbits.
What does that mean?
These symbolize a Chinese goddess
this time
named
period has the wood
who
element,
said to have brought a rabbit
aggressive
along with
and
when
picky.
She jumped on the moon.
Wow.
To prepare for Chinese New Year,
they can't
lots
see
of
this,
people
but...
clean out their houses
yeah.
to rid them of
they
ghosts
pay very
and bad
close
luck
attention to their appearances
with the old year.
And actions.
It might get a new haircut
oh, yeah,
and clothes,
that's pretty
settle disagreements, or pay
settle
off debts in order to start the year fresh.
That's valid.
In this
those
way,
are all New Year's resolutions I could see people...
Hey, the Chinese New Year customs resemble the Western custom of New Year's resolutions. In the
late I called it before
why
it happened.
First one?
Your customs resemble the Western custom of New Year's resolutions. In the late
that's
night hours of Chinese
moment.
New Year's Eve, many families make dumplings together. This food is said to bring good fortune to
I
the
like
household.
Dumplings.
Long noodles are...
Right? Like, not only are they dumplings, but they're giving you good luck. That's fire.
Also a traditional Chinese New Year's dish. But if you want to live a long life, never cut the noodles while eating them. And be sure to wear red, the color of good luck, and avoid black, which many people associate with death. Whether they are superstitions or resolutions, one thing's for sure, there's a lot of tradition associated with Chinese New Year that we bet you didn't know.
Okay, what's yours?
What's your animal?
My animal, in the background, we're just going to have this playing, because Sesame Street rocks.
Let's go to the parade tonight.
Why do I hear a trap beat being made out of this? Like with some aggressive 808s?
Mine's a golden pig.
What does it say about
yours?
Yours
is a golden pig?
Yes.
You're like a shiny Pokemon.
It says this is extremely significant to the Chinese culture, but it doesn't really describe what it was.
So you're a shiny Pokemon.
I think I'm straight up a dog.
Oh, wait, here. People born in this year of the pig are innocent and they enjoy happiness. They're laid back, caring, considerate, and kind. Which makes them the best friend to have. Unfortunately, no one is perfect. People born with a zodiac year are also immature, simple-minded, and not financially intelligent.
Ooh.
Wow.
These are call-outs.
I'm just a rooster.
I'm pretty sure I'm a straight-up dog. Yeah, I was right.
The year of the dog.
Okay, let's see. What is the loyalty, honest, and a strong sense of duty? Haha, it said duty. apparently, Michael Jackson was a dog. That sounds so funny out of context.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, now we should see what our famous people are. Okay. Wait, can you go back to mine?
Yeah.
It better be Shaq. Like, me and Shaq have the same birthday. So, I have not?
You're Britney Spears, bruh.
Is there anybody else I know?
I don't know these people.
Click the.
I've heard of Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey? Okay, that's cool.
I opened a YouTube tab and just my recommendations are the craziest stuff
it's
that caught me off guard.
The second one down, like in the second row, second frame, is the one. Yeah, that one.
I'm not even.
Guys, Corey Kitchen is back! Yay!
That's a great way to start the new year.
Right?
So, wait a minute. So, you got the wood element.
Yeah.
What element am I then?
If you're born in the 2000s, you're a dragon. That's mad cool.
Right? Everybody else is like some sort of animal that you'll see on the street, like a dog walking by, a chicken by
a
farm.
Pig,
and then there's a dragon.
The golden pig, you are not seeing a golden
you're
pig in
a
the
shiny
streets.
Pokemon. Forget it. All I have to do is lather up a pig with some shiny dust.
I'm fire. Huh. Okay.
We're against each other.
Wait, what's mine then?
What year?
2007.
Oh, wait, I went backwards instead of forwards.
You went completely backwards. fire. Here's a little
How is it going to be back-to-back fire?
How was that fire? Okay, so yeah. I would have thought, like, mine was water. No, mine's wood. You guys burned my wood.
Straight up.
Like, it's a bonfire.
You like, got the earth element.
You
we
fuel
got fire.
Us.
Like, you would think.
You fuel our destruction.
You would think. You would think it would be water. but nope. It's wood.
And like, what is yours again?
Like my sign?
Animal, yeah. Animal wise. Rooster.
Yeah, rooster. Yeah.
I would think that's
but here,
fire.
But here.
I would think a rooster would be fire,
you know,
for some reason because they got
Chinese,
like the red.
In Chinese, I'm a rooster. But in America, I'm a fish. Like, so like.
If mine was an element, I think
it'd
be
high
mud.
In protein.
And in both categories.
So, now that we honored Chinese New Year, we're going to talk a little bit about the Islamic New Year.
Okay.
And we're just going to take turns narrating this because it's a bunch of narrations. It's the
Islamic New Year.
Muslims just begin. According to.
We're going to rewind that. Just began the year.
In 1439.
And this was made...
Oh my god, I hate the
7 years ago.
I hate the blue writing in that. It's hard to see.
According to the Islamic lunar calendar...
Lunar calendar.
We're going to take turns here.
Many Muslims make this day...
With celebrations.
Worship.
And prayers.
WAP, worship and prayer. That's totally what that stands for. That's totally what that stands for. Okay. Muslims use... This is ahead of its time, by the way. This was 7 years ago. That came out before the whole thing. Anyways, Muslims use a special lunar calendar adopted in...
Something
32, AD?
I think it's at 600.
632. Known as the Hijri calendar.
Hijri comes from the
I
word Hijri.
I would have mispronounced that so
Hijira?
Hijira.
Yeah, we're mispronouncing this.
I
I'm so sorry.
I would have mispronounced that so
We're
hard.
So sorry.
I think it's like Hijri.
Males migration, right? It refers to the time Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina. They really got the M names going on.
Muhammad.
Yeah, exactly. Along with the Prophet Muhammad in 7th century.
Oh, wow.
Soul read. To escape persecution by the Meccan... I'm sorry. I thought that said penguins. Pagans.
Penguins.
Oh, God. Excuse me.
I'm so
Bro,
sorry.
They're penguins.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, let's translate some comments on a Happy New Year's resolution. The vibe is like the morning, and I just got... Okay, that word didn't translate well. Great composition. Thank you for making this. You know, so it just seems like a good time all around.
He said, let's not do this.
I'm sorry. A lot of this... is translated.
It's really
but
cool.
But there's some translated words that I can't pronounce at
it's
all.
It's really cool.
So I'm just going to do my best to respect the Islamic New Year because it sounds like a really cool time and
Can
not...
you read the one where it's like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
But,
permission to use it to make a Ramadan song for a school event. And then this part, which I'm not going to try.
It did not.
We're gonna ask Google. We're going to ask Google
what
here.
What is this word?
Barakalu.
See, this is great since Google. Oh my God, it's not doing it.
Wait.
You got it. Don't you have
many,
to put like
many,
may Allah bless you.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try that one more time.
Barakallahu fikum.
All right.
See, I wouldn't be able to pronounce that. That's why I didn't try.
Me personally, I think I did it good because I said barakallahu.
Barakallahu
fikum. Well, I didn't do the rest. The filakum.
What does it say? Something
Barakallahu fikum.
Barakallahu fikum. Barakallahu fikum. That's my best attempt. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying Happy New Year's to you guys, and I hope you have a great celebration.
Happy New Year's, people.
And
oh, hey, we have like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think we got time for exactly the last one.
Okay, question. What would your guys' New Year resolution be?
Let me get off. Yeah, let's...
All right, and here
DJ
is
DT
DJ
dropping
DT.
In.
What's good, everybody? My New Year's resolution is New Year, new job.
Oh, go!
That's actually fire.
New Year, new steak.
I'm gonna. See, I'm gonna be your accountability partner, and I'm gonna what's it called? Every time you're not looking for a job in here playing 2K on the Clubhouse PlayStation.
Ooh.
By the way, Clubhouse is a PlayStation. I'm gonna be on your case.
Did you apply for a job?
Mine is basically just graduating, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
That's a very good one.
That's a good one. That's cool.
My grades are better than yours, DT.
What
I would
about,
not be talking.
Yours? What about yours? What's yours?
I have a few different ones. See, I'll be happy if I get any of these done. Okay. This is like a...
Go.
No order. Get my license and car okay. and put it on the road. Go to college. And there was one more. There's this new job that I'm trying to apply for.
Okay, cool. Mine is get a car on the road. Maybe finish school. I don't really care. And
personally, I applied to places, but
get another job that I'm trying to apply for.
That's fair.
So mine's pretty similar to yours.
Not gonna lie, everybody. This show went by pretty quick.
It went by too quick.
I guess you could say it's the end. Of the show, just like it's the end of the year. I struggled to come up with that one.
Well, it's time for me to go, so if anything, I think I need to hack my way back out of this.
Yeah, he's gonna beepity boop up, beepity boop up. Hold on, this is gonna be terrible.
Hold on. Beepity boop. Beepity boop.
Boop, beep, 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 beep.
That's him hacking.